Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, February 12, 2016, on what would have been Ray Mazurek's 77th birthday, his surviving Doors bandmates, Robbie Krieger and John Densmore, celebrate by reuniting on stage for the first time in 15 years at Los Angeles Fonda Theater. On this day in 2007, over 50 years after he first appeared on the charts with the cover version of The Charm's Two Hearts, Pat Boone is receiving a major radio airplay for his new CD, Pat Boone and R&B Classics, We Are Family. His rendition of Papa's Got a Brand New Bag is the track most in demand by listeners. On this day in 2005, Sammy Smith, best known for the 1971 Billboard No. 8 hit, Help Me Make It Through the Night, dies at the age of 61. She won a Grammy Award for her rendition of the song written by Kris Kristofferson, establishing him as a leading Nashville songwriter. On this day in 1989, Tiny Tim of Tiptoe Through the Tulips fame declares that he is running for mayor of New York City. 5 weeks later, he will drop out of the race, saying the campaign was his manager's idea. Tim says, but it never seemed to catch fire. On this day in 1968, China Phillips, who would one day make up one-third of the singing group Wilson Phillips, is born to John and Michelle Phillips of the Mamas and the Papas. On this day in 1968, Jimi Hendrix is presented with a key to the city of Seattle. He also plays a free show for students at Garfield High School, where he is given an honorary diploma. Hendrix was thrown out of the school at the age of 16, apparently for holding the hand of a white girl in class. And on this day, February 12, 1961, Motown has its first million-selling single. What is it? The answer, right after this.
When it's time to buy appliances, wouldn't you rather deal with experienced local people you can trust? The folks at Dunnett Appliance and Mattress have been in business serving the Bangor area for years with great prices, friendly faces, and expert service. They know their products inside and out, so their service doesn't end with your purchase. Shop where you can see the finest selection of the best appliances available to match your budget, needs, and style, and get exceptional service for the life of your product. Dunnett Appliance and Mattress, 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza, Bangor. Dunnett has done it again.
Go, go! On this day, February 12, 1961, The Miracles with Smokey Robinson have Motown Records' first million-selling single. It was the label's first number one hit on Billboard's R&B singles chart, also reaching number two on the Hot 100. In the following years, The Miracles will have six more million sellers, but this is the first. Shop around.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you become a young man now, it's still some things you don't understand. Before you ask some girl for a handout, keep your freedom for as long as you can. My mama told me, you better shop around.
Shop around,
shop around. Oh, yeah, you better shop around.
Shop around.
shop around.